The Accidental Terrorist. Setting the Record Straight. A special feature in which William Shun confesses before God and man which elements of his memoir may have been slightly exaggerated and which others are strictly true. We join the discussion, already in progress.
So next time we'll do chapter 33. The time after that we'll do the epilogue, and then the memoir is done. I'm not sure what we'll really
do. Donald William Shun II, thou shalt set the record straight.
How you doing, God? I haven't seen you for a while. I'm glad to see you, and I will happily set the record straight here. I really did attempt to cue as close to the truth as possible in this chapter. I really did encounter those two guys there at the end while I was waiting to get out of jail. And conversations, as always, are boiled down a little bit, but we really did have that conversation about strategy for the trial. The only thing I might have even exaggerated the tiniest bit in this chapter is sort of President Tuttle's misogyny, let's say. He really did tell that little story about the sisters and laugh about it while we were out at lunch. And then he really did believe that it was the woman reporter who was the despicable reporter. And, you know, I cannot say for certain that was because of a misogynistic point of view, or that it was because he was prejudiced against women in any way. However, I sort of put his attitude toward the reporters together with his attitude toward the sisters, and I've kind of tried to draw a connection between the two incidents deliberately in order to sort of portray what I've always seen as some of the misogyny that's inherent in the Mormon Church. But honestly, it didn't take that much emphasis or punching up in order to make the connection. So that's really the only thing that's terribly exaggerated at all in that chapter. And of course, the historical stuff, the material about Joseph Smith, I've drawn from, you know, his biographical sources, books like No Man Knows My History. And honestly, I mean, whatever your opinion of Mormonism, I think that Joseph Smith was treated pretty damn shabbily at... well, how could you be treated more shabbily at the hands of the supposed law than to be murdered by an angry mob? That story never fails to horrify me. You know, take that for what it's worth. But only two more chapters remain in the memoir, a chapter and an epilogue, actually.
The Accidental Terrorist, Setting the Record Straight. Copyright 2007-2009 by William Shun. All rights reserved. For more readings by William Shun, please visit shun.net/podcast or search for William Shun, S-H-U-N-N, in the podcast directory of the iTunes Music Store. This recording has been a production of Sinister Regard.